Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
6:14 now on this Friday morning, 10-4, October 4th. Highs of 80 today, 60% chance for showers, 30% chance tomorrow, 20% on Sunday. Then a front comes through. And when the front comes through, it gets warmer, which is kind of odd. But highs of 86 on Monday, 84 Tuesday, but the humidity is going to be lower. And then come Wednesday night, Thursday morning, lows of 58 on the North Shore, 68 on the South Shore. So with lower humidity, it's not going to be cold, but it might give us a little hint of fall to come. The sun will set in the western sky Saturday night at Tiger Stadium, but the stadium itself shall remain dark because there is no game. But there will be one in the following week. Jeff Palermo joins us now, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing well, Tommy. Kind of sad, no LSU game in a way.
It's weird, too.
Early October, no LSU game.
Sad and weird describes my marriage. That Ole Miss game is at home or not?
Yeah, that Ole Miss game is at home. Yeah, I think we better change the subject here quick,
yeah,
Tommy.
Let's do that. Oh, wait. Sad, weird, and expensive. That would be the other way to put it. My first marriage, as opposed to without Saturday night. First marriage. The only marriage I'll ever have in my life. Let's just move on, shall we?
Yeah, shall we?
Tell me what's been going on at practice in Baton Rouge. I know they went full hitting, right?
Yeah. They're actually off today. Players get the weekend off, but Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, they went at it hard. You know, sometimes you use the bye week to recover. Now, LSU, because of the way the calendar fell this year with the amount of weekends between Labor Day and the holidays, there's an extra week to play with. So that's why everyone's got two bye weeks this year. And so LSU has its traditional bye week at the end of October leading into the Alabama game. But this is something a little different where you have this bye week here. And so they'll use the second bye week to as more of a recovery time. This week, they were trying to get better. So they had full pad practices this week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. A lot of areas that Coach Brian Kelly knows they need to get better at, as they are now they're done with the softies, if you would. No more South Alabamas and Nichols states are on the schedule anymore. It's all SEC teams from this point forward, starting with a big game a week from Saturday against Ole Miss.
None will get a player's attention for practice like full pads. Would you agree?
I would think so. I would imagine there's a little bit of grumbling and so forth. Yeah. You know, some of the areas that Coach Brian Kelly is looking to try to improve is that safety position. I think the defensive line has come along better than most people expected. They seem pretty good at the cornerback position, especially if they can get Zy Alexander back from a concussion. Ashton Stamps has been very good at the other corner position, but really figuring out who is playing at the various safety positions. Javian Toviano looks like we might see a little bit more playing time for him. Major Burns, who's been playing a star position, which is a hybrid linebacker safety position, may move strictly to safety. So they're looking for the right combination there. So that is a lot of point of the emphasis, especially on defense.
Especially if you're a backup. That full pads for practice will really get your attention, because that means you're going to get the snot beat out of you. That means get some Advil ready, because you're going to be sore the next day. Let's talk about, since we got a couple of minutes here, and LSU's not playing this week, let's talk about the SEC, if we can. As of this point, and specifically LSU's next opponent, Ole Miss.
Well, Ole Miss has got a really tough game this Saturday. They have to go to South Carolina, and LSU fans know exactly how tough that game, or having to go there, is. Ole Miss, really an upset loss. They suffered an upset loss to Kentucky, and Kentucky really took advantage of a porous offensive line for Ole Miss. Ole Miss has had some issues along that O-line. Jackson Dart, their quarterback, really got harassed in that game, and now you're going to go to South Carolina, who's got two outstanding edge rushers. South Carolina is coming off a bye week. They're getting their quarterback back in Lenoris Sellers. So, I mean, it could be possible that the Rebels come into Tiger Stadium next Saturday on a two-game losing streak. Yeah, and then to top it all off, Ole Miss has to go on the road in back-to-back weeks, going to South Carolina and then, of course, coming to LSU next Saturday. So we looked at this Lane Kiffin-Ole Miss team at the beginning of the year. I mean, they were ranked in the top 10, looked like a pretty good projection as far as a team that can get in the 12-team college football playoff. But all of a sudden, you lose a game at home that you're not supposed to. You have a tough assignment on the road this Saturday, followed up with an even tougher assignment the following week. All of a sudden, this season can really get off fall off the tracks here for Ole Miss if they're not careful. So it'll be very interesting to see how the Rebels respond this Saturday. That obviously wasn't their best effort against Kentucky last Saturday, and I'm sure they learned a lot from that game against Kentucky. You know, their first few games this season have not been very difficult. They've played Furman, they've played Georgia Southern, they played Wake Forest, which is not a very good Power Four team, and so they finally faced a really good test against Kentucky, and it came up short. Let's see how they learn from that, and we'll see if they're able to rebound in Columbia, South Carolina on Saturday afternoon.
Kentucky really a surprise this year, huh?
Well, Kentucky, if you remember, they got blown out at home by South Carolina. They only scored 6 points in that game, and then you talk about a team that's really improved since then. They nearly beat Georgia, mm-hmm. and then they pull off the upset against Ole Miss. And they're not a great offensive team, but they are very good on defense. And that's what we've seen with them against Georgia and then Ole Miss. I mean, they really shut down the Rebels' offense last week. Again, they were able to get a lot of pressure on Jackson Dart, slowed down the Ole Miss running game. So that was, and then they just got enough offense to win that game. So that's kind of how they have to win it. I mean, they don't have the great skill position players that some of the other teams have, like Georgia, Alabama, LSU. So they got to beat you, make the game ugly, make it low scoring. It nearly paid off for them against Georgia, and it certainly did when they played Ole Miss.
Well, the rubber's going to meet the road for LSU, because they start SEC play, and then they don't stop till they Well, they have a championship game? Yes.
Yes, there
is
a championship game.
It's the top two teams that go. There is no more East and West. It's the top two that go, right?
It's the top two that go in. And if you're wondering, well, why even play it with the 12-team playoff, the winner of that championship game gets an automatic first-round bye in the 12-team playoff. So that's the that is what you're kind of playing for there. And obviously championship bragging rights, but that's the motivation to win that game to get you a bye through the playoffs.
And a game to televise and sell ads. And
oh, yeah. Well, and it's a moneymaker for the Southeastern Conference, right, for sure.
And LSU, for people that don't know, tied with Alabama in the SEC right now, right? I'm just saying. It's
still. Yeah, and there, you know, there's some other games to kind of pay attention to, Tommy, when you're talking about the 12-team playoff. I think the Missouri-Texas A&M game is certainly one to really keep an eye on. You know, Missouri's kind of in the same boat as LSU. They're not expected to win the SEC this year, but they are a team that's potential could get in the 12-team playoff, and I think LSU is in that same kind of conversation. And so I think if you're an LSU fan, you're rooting for the Aggies this weekend to beat Missouri, because it could come down between an LSU and a Missouri on whoever gets in the 12-team playoff. And LSU will have a chance to play A&M this year, and they could beat Texas A&M at that point, but they don't have a chance to play Missouri. Mm-hmm. So it would be good for LSU's playoff chances if Missouri had three losses this year.
All right, let's take a break. We'll pick it up here. We'll come back. 504-260-187 if you have any questions. I'm getting some text. I-59 South at Nicholson. Standstill traffic. Here now to give you more about the traffic is Courtney on W.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
WWL. 627, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Jeff Palermo. WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. If you go to WWL.com, you can find some of Jeff's stuff. And one thing he had was a story about Brian Kelly and Jaden Daniels and his success in the NFL. And he's going to have a test this week going against the Browns. Talk about that, if you will, Jeff.
Well, you know, Jaden Daniels is off to a fantastic start. I mean, completing 82% of his passes through four games. I think that is an NFL record for highest passing completion percentage for a rookie to start their career. And so It's been really impressive. And I, it just always seems like, even though the guy has won the Heisman Trophy and put up unbelievable numbers, I just think there's always this level of doubt with Jaden Daniels, right? I mean, I think...
You know why I think that is?
Why is that?
I think it's because he is such a talented runner that people discount his arm.
Right.
And unless you've really paid attention, you don't realize how he can, as they say, drop it in the bucket.
Yes, and how accurate he is, mm-hmm. and how well he takes care of the football.
Yep.
And I think there's this belief that, well, it's just not going to last because eventually, you know, if he's going to be running the football, he's, you know, he's going to get hurt. You know, I mean, Washington had a similar, well, I don't want to say a similar, well, yeah, in a way, Robert Griffin III, right? Mm-hmm. He won a Heisman Trophy, an athletic quarterback, and move, and had a great rookie season and ended up getting hurt and then was never the same after that.
I don't think RG3 had the arm that Jaden Daniels has.
Well, no, I don't think the accuracy. I think that's what I mean.
I don't mean strength. I mean accuracy.
Yeah, accuracy and the fact that he just takes care of the football. Yep. I mean, he had 7 career interceptions at LSU through 2 seasons. I mean, that's just absolutely phenomenal. I mean, that's unbelievable. And so I think there's a lot of people that overlook a lot of the qualities that he does have. And, you know, Brian Kelly just basically said when he was asked about it this week, hey, it's all about the guy's work effort. Ethic and wanting to be a great, wanting to be elite. And, you know, there's certain guys that are really driven by that. You know, we saw that with Joe Burrow. I mean, we saw that with Jaden Daniels. And, you know, I think Jaden, the other thing about him is he's kind of quiet. You know, when he doesn't in press conference, he doesn't say a lot. And I don't think people realize how much he does care and how much and how elite he wants to be. Because he kind of, I don't know, in his press conference, he doesn't say much. He's got a little bit of a smile on his face and people are like, well, he's kind of just out there. But no, I think there's a fire in that guy that he really wants to be great and be interesting to see what they do against the Browns this week.
I was talking to a lady friend the other day about the football and how it's protecting. It's not, when they say protect the football, it's not the ball itself. That is the hopes and the dreams of the organization, of the coaches, of the team, of the fans, of everybody. That's what that football represents, and that's why you need to protect it, and you can't just be lackadaisy with it. You know what I mean?
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. And he's done that.
Yep. Thank you, Jeff.
All right, Tommy, have a great one.
You too. Have a good weekend. Jeff Palermo, WWL.com, columnist, Louisiana Network, news director. Nice guy, always fun to talk to. We'll take a break, come back, talk with the director of the Louisiana chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses about consumer confidence. Right now, it's time for WWL First News. Till 7 o'clock, 60% chance for showers today, but keep in mind a rainy Friday is better than a sunny Monday. But you will have a sunny Monday coming up as a cool front comes through. Highs of 80 today, 60% chance for showers, breezy with showers tomorrow's 30% chance for showers then. A little bit of sunshine on Sunday, 20% chance for showers. Then the front arrives, the highs go up to the mid-80s, but the humidity comes way down, so it should feel pretty, pretty nice. And then by Wednesday, which will put us close to middle of October, you'll have highs of 84 with low humidity. Consumer confidence, unlike the temperature, is down. And Lee Along joins us now, director of Louisiana chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses, to talk about it. Good morning, Lee. How are you? Lee or Leah?
It's Leah.
Leah, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. Let's talk about consumer confidence. For people that don't know, what does that mean?
It's kind of how the businesses are faring right now. Their confidence level, we like to call it optimism level at NFIB. And so we gauge that every month based on, you know, trends that are going on with sales, trends that are going on with labor quality, labor shortage issues. So every month we put out a survey based on kind of what our business owners are feeling throughout the country.
Are you on speaker, Leah? I hate to ask.
I am.
Could you not?
Can you hear?
It's going to sound a lot better if you don't.
Okay, what about now?
A lot better. We just want to be able to, well, we value every word you say, and we want to be able to hear it.
Definitely.
So what kind of effect does that mean to small businesses when consumer confidence is down?
So it's down, you know, it kind of makes it them not very optimistic. And we kind of had some gains in July. And so it is dropped down in August. So that's a little bit concerning and upsetting for small business owners. It actually decreased 2.5 points in August. And so we're, you know, the uncertainty of the economy right now, we're dealing with inflation. You're dealing with high insurance costs, insurance premiums, health insurance premiums. And then just everything that's going on, just, you know, labor quality. I think I talk all the time about labor quality, and, you know, there's job openings out there, but it's the quality of the workforce to be able to fit those openings that are driving optimism low, because there's openings that these employers cannot fill.
Now, you're talking about Louisiana, not just nationally, right?
Yeah, not just nationally, Louisiana also.
So what kind of,
you know, small business owners are feeling it all over.
What kind of, if we can drill down on that a little bit, Leah, what kind of jobs specifically, and what kind of talents that aren't available? That's what we're saying, right?
Yeah, in every area, you know, in FIB, we represent every industry in the economy. And so you have things from, you know, more manufacturing, you have your restaurants, you have, you know, retail, and there's just, I think when you think about working in a small business, I say this a lot, that, you know, there's probably only 50 or less employees working there, more than likely. And so sometimes you play a lot of different roles. You know, you in a restaurant, you could be helping, you know, with money-wise, you could be busting tables. You know, it's one of the things that if you work for a small business, it's like a family setting. So you usually play a lot of different roles, and being able to find a qualified employee to be able to, you know, sometimes pick up the slack sometimes is important, you know, when someone can't come in. And at the end of the day, it's, you know, your family setting, and then the business owner himself is usually him or her are actually working at that business too.
Is it about education, about experience, about dependability, one more than the other?
I don't think it's more than the other. It's just people that want to work and be able to do those jobs. You know, I think there's a lot of focus right now with the LED in Louisiana, making a better, you know, workforce and, you know, more qualified workers. And I think they're doing a lot of that, you know, when it comes to trade programs also. I know there's a lot of, you know, trade schools working with the LED to put, you know, people through there to be able to have them qualified when they come out to be able to go into the workforce.
Are there specific areas like, I don't know, electricians, plumbers, cooks, line cooks, something along those lines?
I mean, I think it just, when you get to that, just, it's not directly specific, but you always do hear that there's always a shortage of electricians, plumbers, that kind of thing. I mean, if you, just for me personally, I called looking for an electrician a week ago, and, you know, they're all backed up 3 or 4 weeks because, you know, they don't have enough people out, you know, working.
What kind of problem are you having?
Oh, it's just like running issues through a new washer dryer. Apparently you need an electrician for an HVAC issue. I don't know.
No, I'll come over there and take care of it for you.
Please, because I have no idea.
I'll take care of that for you.
Oh, good.
You do have fire insurance, right?
Yeah, I do. Okay, that's just not me.
Just check.
I would start banging in the wall and cause a bigger issue.
Yeah, that's why if you want me to do it, you're going to want to make sure you get that fire insurance. Let me take a break.
Definitely.
We'll pick it up when we come back. I love your accent. It's delightful. Where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Arkansas, but sometimes people say you can hear it, you can't, it just depends.
No, it's nice. It's very nice. It's delightful. We're talking to Leah Long, Director of Louisiana Chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses. We'll pick it up when we come back. Also talk about tax reform and incentives and what they would like to see done with the governor's new plan and call for special session, et cetera. It's a big old thing and affect a lot of people. We'll drill down when we come back. Time now for traffic on WWL. Coming up on 6:58 now, 2 minutes before 7 o'clock, talking to Leah Long, Director of the Louisiana Chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses. And Leah, remember, Arkansas is only north Louisiana, right?
That's what they say. When I moved here, they were basically saying if you're above the I-12, you're almost like you're from Arkansas.
What's the difference?
What's the difference? That's what I tell people all the time. They're kind of the same.
Let's talk about the tax plan that they, you know, this is a 3 inches thick binder of stuff. Lord knows how many ramifications. Is there an opinion from the NFIB on what the governor's proposing so far with the tax credits and carve-outs and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera?
Yeah, so right now the word I kind of use is monitoring it. You know, I also received the big thick book, so going through all that the next week or so. But, you know, it's going to be great to lower the income tax rate for small businesses, because most of the business owners actually organize themselves as pass-through entities, meaning any profits through, you know, their business to the owner who pays taxes. They pay taxes at the individual rate. But, you know, one thing that, you know, we are actually monitoring is the new sales tax on services, because that could be a burden on small business owners. Many of them are pretty unfamiliar with our already complicated tax system. So when you add that on, and I think I gave an example of, you know, a national Petco dog grooming company. They have the ability to absorb those, you know, extra costs. They have the ability to, you know, figure out that system. Your local dog groomer that, you know, does it on Saturday and Sundays, that's going to be something they're going to have to deal with. So we're looking forward to working with the governor and the legislators, and hopefully we're able to lower some of the tax rates here and make Louisiana better to live in and better to do business in.
Well, good luck reading that book. I hope you got some coffee.
It's going to be a long read.
Pretty dry stuff, but important stuff. Thank you, Leah. Have a good weekend.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
Leah Long, Director of Louisiana Chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses. We come back, talk to Joe Geruso. Then we'll help you make...
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.